You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
What made the wise wise and what made the foolish foolish?
Yeah.
Immediately, the Holy Spirit led me to Proverbs chapter 1. It talks about wisdom cries. I have stretched out my hand and you won't regard it. I've given you my words. I've given you my spirit and you won't listen. You won't change. You're full of your own devices. You're going your own way, doing your own things. So if you look at it, the five that were foolish, their lamps had gone out. They were in darkness, doing evil works, claiming to be a Christian, but not living for Christ. And they wouldn't let the Spirit change them. They wouldn't let the Word of God change them. They were set in their ways, and they just were not ready when the bridegroom came. The ones that listened to God, that repented when the Holy Spirit said, you need to repent, they repented, they read the word, they got that word in them, they were ready. Jesus took them to the marriage. The ones that weren't ready, that were living their own lives, doing their own thing, not having any fear of God, just living any which way, did not get to enter in. They were locked out. Because they were doing works of darkness. Their lamps had gone out. They weren't shining with the light of God or shining for Christ. They were doing darkness, works of darkness. They were in the churches, but they were not walking in the light of Christ. They were doing their own will and their own crazy works.
Well, so how would you, well, in your book, what chapter would you like to discuss next in your book? Of course, the title of the book is The Real God. His name is Jesus. Would you hold that up for the people maybe who have just tuned in?
Absolutely.
There it is. And it's called The Real God You Need to Know. His name is Jesus.
Exactly.
And what chapter would you like to discuss next?
Well, I could discuss the chapter about the media and their hatred.
Oh, yeah, the media. Jesus said, the world hates me because I show them that their deeds are evil.
Mm-hmm. He also warned the believers that the world would hate them also.
Yeah.
I went to Rwanda and Burundi, okay, where the genocides happened.
Oh.
You know who caused those genocides in Rwanda and Burundi?
Media?
The media.
Really?
The media. They published hatred over the airways, over the radio, and in the written newspapers against the Tutsi people. They poisoned the hearts of the Hutus against the Tutsis. And then when the presidents of both countries were killed, probably by other Hutus, they blamed it on the Tutsi people, screamed for revenge, and the genocides happened. But the minds and hearts of the Hutus were really corrupted by the media. The hate was deliberately planted in these people, just as Hitler and Germany planted hatred against the Jews. The Rwandese and the Burundi people, the hate in the Hutus was planted by the media, and those genocides where millions of people, a whole million of people in Rwanda and half a million in Burundi were butchered thanks to the wicked media and whoever took those ads out. So there you go.
Well, also, you know, it's like what they did with Trump. They said he was, when he first was elected the first time, that he was in cahoots with Russia. Well, it was proven, took a long time.
Not.
It proved that he had not done it, but you never heard an apology from the press.
Another thing, too, you never heard the press say Hillary sold our uranium to the Russians. Uranium won. Nobody prosecuted her. Nobody filed any charges. And everything she did, Trump was blamed for, and he was innocent. So there you go. The media.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's against the law to yell fire.
in a crowded
theater.
You know,
the thing is, no one upholds the libel and slander laws. These people that falsely accused him should be brought up on libel and slander charges. These stations should be charged with libel and slander.
You know, what happened to the age of accountability, you know, where people are accountable, essentially? You know, people are upset about the way things are going, but, you know, you'll get a plumber that says, well, they're overcharging me here. But on the other hand, the weight of the scales, you're putting your thumb on it because you're charging people, you know, $150 to come for a 5-minute visit, or you say that they need a part when, in fact, you know, it's a plastic part for 89 cents. And, you know, and so everybody wants to blame the other one.
Everybody. Well, thou shalt not steal is a commandment of God, and God sees it if you're out there stealing. I mean, or lying or doing what you think you get away with. These people hide in closets, make secret deals, do all this stuff. They think, oh, we got away with it. No one sees me. God has seen them. If you read Revelation chapter 20, there are books in heaven. Books in heaven. On each person, God keeps accurate records. The ones who have accepted Jesus and their sin has been washed clean, their sins have been covered. The ones that die in their sin, every sin they've ever done is going to be shown in the great white throne and judgment.
You know, it says that ill-gotten gain, the Bible says, Proverbs, the Old Testament, ill-gotten gain grows wings and takes flight. And it's a funny thing because you can get somebody that's selling drugs and they're making $100,000 a month. And years later, when they're either in jail or they turn their lives over to God and they repent of having done that and they get out of the drug business, you know, what happened to that money? I don't know. It just disappears. The Bible says ill-gotten gain grows wings and takes flight. Also, integrity. I've noticed I've met some really great men and women in my life, captains of industry, famous celebrities, I mean, authors. The greatest among them, though, are those that have integrity.
Mm-hmm.
They have integrity. Exactly. And it's, you know, it's we have to judge ourselves, which is very hard to do. Like, for instance, I never thought that I was, God says that he resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Well, I don't know about you, but like I was in a church recently, and I've been taking a back seat. I kind of just sit quietly in the corners lately, just the Holy Spirit in me. And this young guy got up, and he was modest and caring. And I realized the showbiz guy that I've been all my life, would I be up there being funny, entertaining? Would it be about me, or would it be about the people in the crowd? Now, I care about people. And I really do, and I will help. Anybody comes to me there, so I know that I'm a pretty decent guy, but at the same time, I go, wow, I'm aware. Well, Billy Graham said the closer you get to Jesus, the more you're going to see your imperfections. And darkness runs from the light, and you go, oh, I didn't realize that I was selfish. I didn't realize that I was... It was about me instead of somebody else. I've tried to take a whole new thing. With having employees for the past 30 years, I would call up and say, hey, this isn't working. We got to do this, blah, 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 blah. And this guy down in Fort Pierce, he would say, well, good morning, Rhett. And it was like, well, you know, I thought, well, I haven't got time for niceties. This is important. And I've had to learn everything over again. No. Business is not more important than people. Every person, and when you call, let's say I'm calling a doctor's office to do an interview with a doctor, and he's some, you know, very gifted doctor, famous, and it's like, you know, I call up and go, well, I need to talk to Dr. Bernstein. Now, which is what I used to do. Who's this? Well, this is a Red Palmer radio guy. You know? Now it's like, hi, what's your name? Oh, I'm Kathleen. Oh, Kathleen, so you're the receptionist here. So actually, I'm a nurse, but I'm answering the phone today because our receptionist is out. Oh, so where are you from originally? You seem to have an accent. Oh, well, I'm from New Jersey or whatever it is. Anyway, and I end up talking to them and actually really caring about the joy of getting to know them. Mm-hmm. And why did I call? Oh, that's right. I'm calling for the doctor. Now, her and I have had a pleasant time. She's not my servant. We are, you know. Anyway, you get my drift. I just find that there's a lot of changes going on in my life. We're almost out of time for today. Believe it or not, we're 2 minutes shy of an hour.
Wow, the time went quick.
Yeah. And did you enjoy, you've done other radio shows in Africa, et cetera, right? Yeah.
I was on the air. I would come home from Africa and make audio and videotapes to take back with me and drop them to the stations and then go to the 6 different weeks of ministry. And yeah, I was busy.
Well, one thing is amazing. You know, I've been to, as I said, to Zimbabwe. I've been to Haiti. I went to Haiti a couple of times. When you go to these places and you invest your flesh, your time, your sweat, I don't know about you, but I feel I will forever be connected to the Africans that I met in Zimbabwe. I will be forever connected to the Haitians. I mean, if I see a Haitian working in America now, I say, oh, where are you from? You have an accent. Haiti. Oh, comment c'est vous? Très bien. I say, you know, Jésus Rémiou, which means Jesus from Rémiou. Jésus Rémiou, Jesus loves me. And there's an instant connection.
I say, Jesu appendicana. That's why, Swahili, for Jesus loves you so much. Jesu appendicana. Or I'll say, Jesu aquagala. That's Jesus loves you so much in Baganda. So, you know, I greet people. If I think they're from Africa, I may say that to them in Swahili or in Baganda, if I think.
Well, listen, we're out of time for today. The title of the book, the author, of course, is Kathleen Hollop, and it's called The Real God. His name is, there you go, The Real God, His Name is Jesus. It's available everywhere on Amazon, right? And Barnes & Noble.
Wonderful. And even Walmart site now has the book on Walmart site.
Well, listen, thank you so much. Thank you for doing the work. I know that when you go to these foreign countries, you give away a lot of books, so this is not like a money-making thing for you at all.
Oh, it isn't.
You spend more than you make, so I want people to know that. She is sincere. She's Kathleen Hollop. The title of the book is The Real God, His Name is Jesus. God bless you, Kathleen.
God bless you too, Rhett, and thank you very much.
Say hi to your son and your husband. I've not met your daughter, but God bless you.
Say hi to your family, Rhett. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a Merry Christmas.
It's a new day if you want it to be. I'm Rhett Palmer.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Is Alzheimer's or dementia affecting your loved ones? Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America has a dedicated team of experts that actually treat these terrible diseases. They have over 50 tools to address root causes of cognitive decline. In the study of the protocol they use, 75% of patients had no further decline in their mild cognitive impairment. Alzheimer's Treatment Centers of America is now open in Port St. Lucie, online at ATCA.ai or phone 772-298-4477.